Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
The Renewable Fuels Association recently filed a motion to intervene on behalf of the Environmental Protection Agency in a lawsuit over the renewable fuel standard. The Center for Biological Diversity filed a lawsuit against the agency seeking a court review of the EPA's renewable volume obligations under the RFS for compliance years 2020 through 22. The RFA is intervening on behalf of the agency to help stress the importance of a strong renewable fuel standard. The biofuel group's goal is to protect the EPA's substantial interest in the integrity of the RFS and investments RFA members have made in renewable fuels to support the program. RFA President and CEO Jeff Cooper says after years of mismanagement and setbacks by previous administrations, the Biden administration's EPA is moving in the right direction on the RFS. He adds, "We're looking to intervene in a case so the EPA can continue putting the RFS back on track." The USDA is currently wrapping up data collection for its upcoming new crop production estimates. Gary Crawford from the USDA has more.
This coming Wednesday, farmers and traders, everybody, will have a much better idea, hopefully, of the size of this year's crops of corn, soybeans, rice, and cotton. Wednesday is when USDA statisticians are coming out with new estimates of crop yields and production as harvesting continues. USDA Outlook Board Chairman Mark Jekinowski told us
they're out in the field right now doing objective yield surveys using their scientific methods to do some yield forecasting based on that. They're also surveying farmers who at this point can start reporting on harvest results.
And USDA statisticians are also continuing to review any new acreage and administrative data coming out of USDA's Farm Service Agency. So we will have a whole new estimate of acreage, yield, and production for most of the major crops. And we'll have a new forecast for the demand and price for those crops as well. And we'll have it all this coming Wednesday, noon Eastern Time.
Tom Haig of Eden Valley, Minnesota has been officially introduced as the new National Corn Growers Association president. During an introductory news conference, Haig said the year is already shaping up to be a big one for America's corn farmers. He said there's the next Farm Bill, the Next Generation Fuels Act, and that's barely scratching the surface. He added, "I'm focused on going all in for corn farmers, but I can't do it alone." He also says it'll take corn farmers working together to ensure their voice is heard in Washington, D.C., and to work on increasing demand for their product. Haig is a fourth-generation family farmer in South Central Minnesota and the former president of the Minnesota Corn Growers. This is Inside Agriculture.